if you're having so much anxiety just in your normal week, that's not the time to like dive into like your deepest traumas.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get you stable and then we can go into
that. Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
She's burp.
No, I cleared my throat. Oh. But I'm Lauren.
Without Lisa, it's so quiet.
Hard to tell? Quiet.
What's quiet?
You got blah, blah, blah the whole time.
No.
True.
Welcome back to... Wait, did I just say that?
Yeah.
No.
Kind of? I don't know.
No. Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast.
Woo! Hey guys. So today's episode 191, right? Yes. Great. Anyway, I thought it was right, but you know, I don't trust myself apparently.
That's why we have a shared note that you could open.
For some reason, I would rather not open it. Why? Oh my gosh. I don't know. Okay. Don't ask me why.
Anyway,
you know, in the words of our dad, why ask why?
So that's what I say to Barrett all the time, because in the why phase, all day he's like, why? Which I actually kind of like it. It's kind of funny.
But you say why?
He goes why? And I say why ask why? Because I want to know. Like, why ask why? I just keep saying.
You know, that's actually pretty impressive that he understands the phrase why ask why.
I know.
I thought he was gonna be like,
how does
stumped.
A 3-year-old know what that means? He's smart.
What'd you say? Can't say anything as those. What'd you say?
Anyway, back
Anywho,
to you.
So why ask why? Oh, that's because I didn't want to read the note. I was like, what was that? Anyway.
Oh, yeah. So what's today's episode?
Today.
Guys.
I'm really killing this intro. Woo-hoo. Okay.
Just tell
so
them.
So today, we are I really bogged down on my duties, but I just can't get the words out.
How to have a
do
personal
rebrand
glow up.
Okay, basically how to glow up. And Lauren and I refer to it as like a personal rebrand, where it's like if you feel like your brand is something that you don't like, where it's like, for mine, I was deep in the not a human, like robot. I was trying to be like a robot was my brand, but like that's not a good brand to have if you want to be human.
Yeah.
So I went to a rebrand of like, oh, I'm going to be a human now. So
yeah.
Like,
love it.
All the things that.
Or like matters. Emotionally repressed, ignoring all your feelings. Yeah. No coping skills.
Like no myself. One can know I have a feeling or a problem.
That's my.
Do you think people know what this means, right? Personal rebrand.
Okay. Yes. We're not doing how to have a glow up like, oh, cut your hair, whatever. It's rebrand.
You could also do that.
Sometimes that's fun for the glow up, I will say.
But that's not a glow up.
That's
if
not what
you
we're saying.
Feel
that we're
that's
talking
part
about.
Of your journey and you want a new look.
We're saying a glow up from the inside out. You know, if you're like, you know what? I feel like my life is just lackluster.
Lame. Yeah.
And I really want to be, or you're like, I want to be a morning person. I don't know, I'm making something.
Yeah.
And you want to have a rebrand as a morning person. You want to rebrand as a morning person.
You know what? I think I have been rebranding as that lately. Just saying.
Love it. It's a great brand, I have to say.
I love it. But yeah, so we're just going to be talking about that. How to rebrand yourself in whatever way you want.
We're going to tell you all the ones we have gone through. I think we've all gone through some good rebrands.
Oh, yeah.
And glow ups, internal glow ups.
Yeah. Also, what is that called where it's like alternate title is like how to enter a new era is kind of what we're...
Ooh, I like that.
It's kind of what we're saying here today.
Love it.
How to enter your new era.
Yep. Guys, I have an announcement. We're taking a Christmas break of 1 week. So the week of Christmas, which is like the 20th or something, I think, on the Wednesday, whatever the Wednesday is. We are taking that 1 week off for a Christmas break, so there will be no Cimarelli Podcast, but we'll be right back the next week.
Amen.
Don't you worry, okay? 1 week off, Christmas break. Don't be surprised. All right, cool. So let's start with our highs and lows of the week. I saw some feedback. People were saying, like, good job. They didn't say good job, something like that.
Good
they
job.
Loved, I was just telling that to myself. They loved how the last one, or when I was saying, do you guys even like the highs and lows, whatever, how we were trying to do more detail. They were saying,
okay.
Yeah, it felt like more of a conversation or something. I don't know.
What was it before?
Instead of boring.
Yeah, what was it before?
Whatever.
Just maybe don't be, before it was like a report where right, like,
don't be vague.
And today we're going to have clear skies, clear sunny, whatever. I don't know. Maybe it was like that.
Okay, the high of my week. What a week. Let's see. The high of my week was, oh, is that Tristan is like talking or communicating, I should say, communicating a lot now. And I like her way of communicating because I feel like it's like picked up this last week. So she like cheers me on a lot. So if I sing something that she likes, she goes, yay! She says yay and claps.
Aww.
So I'm singing Arabian Nights.
Wait, because it's going viral?
Wait, that's so
I was like,
cute.
Arabian Nights. Whatever, I was doing it really loud. And then she went, yay! And she wanted me to do it again. So I do it like 20 times. And
I
then
love it.
I love how she says yes. She doesn't say yes. Here's what she does. If you're like, you want to do this? She goes, like really dramatic like that.
That is so funny.
She has that face. So I'm like, yeah. You want water? Yeah. And it's so funny.
I just noticed that. What she wanted to lay in the crib. And I was like, oh, do you want this? Which was her pants that were on the ground. She just wanted to play with them and put them around her neck like a scarf.
Aww.
But she went.
She loves accessories.
That is so funny.
It's so
she
funny.
She's so funny.
So yeah, that's the high of my week. It's so funny all day long that she's like cheering us on and then doing that funny face. The low of my week. Oh, the low of my week is that we were sick. Duh.
I was like, which low to pick?
Oh my gosh,
probably
yeah.
From that.
Yeah, we were all sick.
With the.
I don't even know what the heck that was. It was very weird.
Would you say stomach flu?
It was the most odd thing ever.
Yeah.
It was weird, but yeah. You know, a little.
A weird stomach flu.
So, yep.
A little bomb.
That's my high and my low. I guess it doesn't really tell you that much about my week, but.
I mean, I get a picture from that, though.
You get the idea. All right, next.
I can go. Unless you guys want to go.
No.
Go.
Okay. I got a thing.
My high was unexpected. It was one of those last minute, like, unplanned, I was going to say unchosen, but that's an inside joke from our dad. So my high was, it was a random day. Max was home from work early, and it gets dark so early now, so it just happened to be early enough that there was still like a tiny bit of light in the sky. Max got back. I took the boys outside. It was literally 30 something degrees. It was very cold, and I was like, let's just go walk down the street and look at Christmas lights. And we just walked down the street, and the twins kept trying to run into people's yards and steal their candy cane lights, which was a little that brought it down a little bit.
Were they walking next to you?
Yeah, they were walking.
They weren't like trying to run the street.
We have a very unbusy street. So it's like very safe.
And if anyone's coming, you could see them.
That sounds so stressful.
No,
having two toddlers.
But Max and I each had one.
Oh.
So we both.
For some reason, I thought you went alone.
No. Me and Max, yeah. Me and Max, I would not do that alone. No. Yeah, we each had one, and they enjoyed it, and they loved. They were like, more Christmas, more Christmas. So then we went inside, and then they asked for a Christmas drink, which is hot chocolate. So I made them hot chocolate. I'm making it on the stovetop, which I told Lauren, my secret to good hot chocolate. I don't know if you guys relate to this, but I feel like hot chocolate hurts your stomach.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Like, I don't know. It's weird.
Heavy.
I don't have any issues
with
dairy.
What?
But something
it's
about
so heavy.
Hot dairy, hot milk. Just every time I have it, I'm like,
hate
hey,
hot chocolate,
I don't
actually.
Think so.
I really don't like it. It's
yeah,
not my
if you
jam.
Do, this sounds gross, but it tastes good. Half milk, half water. Did you try
this? No, I totally do.
I
that.
Couldn't get milk, but I got heavy whipping cream. So I did like three quarters water and like a quarter of that.
Interesting.
It was good.
Okay. Did you do whipped cream or marshmallows on top?
Whipped cream.
Okay.
I actually think the water tastes good because it tastes like, what does it taste like? It tastes like a place.
What?
Wait, what are
you place?
Saying?
What place gives you hot chocolate with
oh, the
water?
Christmas tree farm.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
So that's why I think it tastes good.
That's true.
Like
that
candy
is very
cane.
Yes, the little
yeah,
mini.
So reminds
we
me
used
of
to
that.
Love that when you were kids, you get the mini candy canes
I
Christmas
miss, like,
farm.
Real Christmas tree farms from NorCal.
I know.
Those were crazy.
Oh, there's some good ones around here. I'll show you.
They were.
Crazy. But anyway.
They had really giant trees.
No, you're right. They were fun.
And then we watched, I can't remember which, but there's like two Christmas movies that we've been kind of going back and forth. It's like Angela's Christmas, which is like a kid's cartoon, but it's really cute on Netflix. And then A Snowy Day on Amazon. We love both
cute.
Of those. And we just watch them over and over. But yeah. And then that was my high. And then my low was that I had the headache from HEL on Sunday. I think it was like a sinus headache, but I just like, yeah, it was very debilitating and I couldn't really
Did
move.
Did you get it in the morning or later?
In the evening.
Did you have the heat on?
Probably.
Turning the heat on gives Nick a headache. So
no, every morning I relate to this. Every morning I wake up and my sinuses and throat are like dying.
Do you have a humidifier?
No, and I told Max we need to get one.
Okay, so I just
broke our last
humidifier. I put one in our room because Nick was saying that he always gets a headache from the heat.
And did it help?
I did it, and he said it completely helped. And then I forgot to get one to do it the other night, and then he said he woke up with a headache that day.
Yeah, I was like, Max, we need to get one. He was like, well, if we can take care of it this time, because we broke it last time.
How do you break a humidifier?
I don't know. It just stopped working.
You get to cherish
the one I have.
Yeah, we didn't cherish it. We need to say, I love you. Great job.
But yeah, there's a good tip. I didn't know humidifiers had anything to do with anything.
Apparently, they're amazing for preventing colds.
Yeah, I never wake up dry.
I want to get one for the twins, too.
Love that.
So, anyway.
My lips are never dry when I wake up. You know when you wake up and your lips are dry?
Oh,
every day of my life.
Not
me.
Not these lips.
Never.
Good for you.
Never.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
You need a humidifier.
I was actually thinking that because I think I'm getting sensitive to like dust now.
I am an advocate. Oh, you know what else?
My room has so much dust.
Air purifier.
You couldn't dust too.
You need an air purifier. Barrett loves his.
Okay, but how does that work? If you dust, doesn't the dust just go somewhere else?
No, it goes on like, the dust.
That's why you get an air purifier.
You have to like vacuum it all up then? Yes,
then you vacuum. Then you get an air purifier.
Yeah.
That's you need to get one.
I don't know.
I think they're like $70.
I got one for Christmas. From you, right?
Yeah. Do you use it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Amy,
my gosh. Okay, I'll use
it.
You
need to use it. Okay, anyway.
Okay, me.
Yeah, I'm good.
My high is that I'm like getting my personality back.
Amen.
Love it.
Meaning I'm like in like a creative era.
Rebrand.
Ooh. Oh, I love that.
No,
it's not a rebrand.
I'm just saying this week, like,
me too.
I got on my digital camera.
Love it.
And
love
I made a vlog of my night. And I took pics of us.
Did you upload your vlog yet? I want to watch it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I want to watch it.
Yeah, I got to watch it.
Weird. Someone said it looks like French cinema, so.
Wait, what? Okay, what? I'm
what does that mean?
I can tell you no one's ever said that to me or will ever say that to me.
That's not it was very stoic.
I think that's a compliment.
It was very stylish.
I think so.
I mean, had a vibe for
it. It was
free.
Like kind of weird, but
it was okay.
Anyway,
weird,
I got great comments. People said it was relaxing, relatable. It had some maybe more avant-garde shots in it.
Interesting.
But I thought it was fun. I was like, should I even upload? This is so weird.
Okay, I got to see.
But
no,
I was like, oh,
it will
fun.
Make
Wait, why
people
can I not find
understand
it when
you.
I search your name.
Catherine, we're in the middle.
Are you on YouTube?
Sorry, I'm
go
trying
to my channel, Lauren Sim Vlogs.
Oh, okay. Well,
I have two
sorry.
Channels. Oh. But sorry, anyway, guys. Yeah, like I took pics of them, you two, and Amy took some of me on my digital camera. And I was like, oh, so fun.
I took great pics.
Like,
I
don't
know. Be a photographer.
I'm like back in my like.
Lauren's video, bleaching my hair and having a mental breakdown. Sorry. I just think. Such a funny. She
wait,
has
what
like these like it says bleaching my hair and having a mental breakdown. She's like,
I'm the
wait, I remember
was.
That.
Oh,
that's really
good.
Funny. Oh,
I remember you telling me that you watched it. I was like, Christina's watching my vlog where there's literally like 10 minutes of silence of just me bleaching my hair. It's like a 30-minute video
oh,
or something.
Funny.
Yeah,
I love
it.
Watch.
But yeah, love, like love my like. Visual creative side I feel like is flourishing. I'm like, I want to get into like photography, but I don't know anything about
it.
Cameras.
I love it.
But
I feel like you should get a film camera.
I love that.
I
you
know.
Would love that.
Maybe I know.
I'll just get like disposable cameras.
Yeah.
I actually have one, but I was just disposable cameras are so cool.
Yeah, so that's fun. You know, I'm like, the real me is a Southern girl. The
Amen.
Levi's
on
an
open
heart.
Yeah.
For free.
I didn't really have much of a low, just saying. I feel like my week was good.
Okay.
Oh, I love
so
that.
I don't know. It's actually, no, I did. But you know what? It didn't really seem like a low because guess who is learning how to deal with their feelings? Me.
You.
Okay?
I love that.
So I did have lows actually where I cried. You know, just some deeper things that we don't need to get into. Sorry, you guys want all the details,
oh, yeah.
But ain't getting this
we
one.
We love boundaries.
But I don't even register that as a low because I just dealt with it in a healthy way.
Love it.
Amen.
Can you believe it? Oh, the humanity. So,
Grinch quote.
Slow clap for you on that one, honey.
We
so
didn't put that one in.
That's probably it.
All right, you?
Okay.
Oh,
so, I have a high and a low in one.
Okay.
As we...
A low turn high guess. Or a high turn low?
I think I know what it is.
It was one thing that was a high and a low at the same time.
Okay.
Because last night, I went to see The Hunger Games.
Ooh.
And that
wait,
was...
is there a new...
Yes, one? It's like a prequel. Yeah,
which number is this?
One.
Four?
Of, well, it's like the fourth one to come
so
out.
So I left after the first one.
Yeah. Yes. I didn't even watch no the more. One. Here's me. The problem. Okay, number one. So these girls that I'm like newer friends with, they're like, oh, hey, you want to go to the movies and see Hunger Games? I was like, sure, fine, great. I don't remember why I was like, I didn't register like, oh, it's the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because the trailer just looks so different than the other Hunger Games that it like didn't really give that it was going to be as Hunger Gamey as it was.
Mm. Yeah, no, people. I agree. It yeah, it's like
different.
Them younger or like
it's no, it's
and new people.
The villain origin story of the evil president, Panham or whatever the heck it's called.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Creepy.
Isn't
so,
that like a
what was the high part of
this? It was fun to go to the movies. I love going to the movies.
Let me ask you this. Fun. Does Let's Go to the Movies from Annie play in your head every time?
Let's go to the movies.
No,
I've never heard
every
that.
Time
oh,
I think
I love
about
that
it.
One. It was so, the chairs were like amazing.
Ooh, was
like,
that one of those deluxe
real
theaters?
Recliners.
Love that.
And like, I got some popcorn.
Love it.
It was good. Outrageously expensive. A low, but tasted very good. A high.
Okay.
And yeah, The Hunger Games, it was a cool movie actually. I feel like you would actually like it.
Yeah.
It had a bad ending, obviously.
Okay, stop spoiling everything.
Spoiling.
Yes, it is.
You think it's going to be a good ending?
I don't know, but now I do.
Do villain origin stories ever have good endings?
I don't know, Amy. I didn't
see
it.
That's a good question.
I don't think they do.
But now
it's
I
a
know.
Great question.
Anyway, so basically the whole movie, this was me.
Yes. See, that was the problem. The first time, that's all I was doing. And then after I got out, I was like, I didn't even watch the movie, so I'm never seeing one of these again.
Actually, this is you the whole movie. Click, click, OMG, Lauren. He's so hot. OMG.
Yes,
you would love him. OMG.
Who?
Well, the real Slim Shady. Please
who?
Stand up.
The main man.
What?
I took so many pictures of him.
Who's the main man?
He's the evil guy. But he's not evil yet.
Oh, wait. I've seen TikToks of him, but I didn't
it's
notice
it's just like,
him.
Will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Yeah.
Oh, because he has the bleached hair.
Christina.
It's like
is
you,
it like his vibe or something?
Yes.
Yes.
You just want him. Never mind. I would
yeah,
okay.
Stop.
It's hard.
I think
it's
I
hard.
Saw people saying stuff about like
everyone
trying to
him.
Remind themselves he was
but
like
the
bad guy or something. Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know they were talking about
I was
but I saw
not
it.
Reminding myself because I was like, I haven't seen any other one.
Okay, I don't really get it. I feel like I need to see like a clip or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good though. It was interesting for sure. Okay. It was incredibly well made as the Hunger Games always are.
Mm. It's like your film critic review.
Yes. Yes. But 0 out of 10 premise because it disturbed my soul.
Yeah.
I was like, I will not be the same person again. I will not.
That's tough.
That ain't it.
What? You will not be the same person again after that?
After
she's
watching
disturbed.
It, I
that
it
is
cast
so
a darkness
bad.
Upon my,
Christina,
my spirit.
Amy doesn't watch anything violent like
no.
that. Ever.
I'm not going to watch that.
I read about
yeah.
it, which I feel like is different than watching.
But
well,
you, I thought you watched crime
is
shows.
The
but
kids,
they're not
but that's
violent.
Not violent.
It's like
is this also violent with like
yes,
kids?
Violent with children. Child
oh.
violence is just never.
That
it.
Is the problem for me. If it was like if these were all adults, I'd probably maybe be able to watch it.
Honestly,
but the
yeah.
fact that they're kids, I absolutely cannot stomach.
And
it.
If
it's
they like
so
didn't
utterly
all have
disturbing.
To die, perhaps.
Yeah, that's
that
so
would
disturbing.
Be different.
To me.
But yeah, it's you know many mixed feelings, but. A good movie in certain ways.
Okay.
So, yeah. I love the movies. I love the movie theaters. Mm. I love it.
Then.
I miss them.
Okay.
This episode is sponsored by Earnin. Financial anxiety, anyone? Worrying about it doesn't help. Earnin does. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. If I needed something like Earnin, I would definitely use this app. It seems very reputable. It has a lot of great reviews and it just seems like a very like well loved app that people really enjoy and have a good experience with. So it seems like a good one to me. Make EarnIn part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Cimarelli under podcast when you sign up. Subject to your available earnings, daily max and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Let's go into the main topic. But before we tell you all about our biggest rebrands of our lives. That is what it is, right?
Yeah.
The biggest rebrand of
our life. Our eras.
I need to tell you, if you want to see all the full Cimarelli podcast episodes, you need to join our Patreon, patreon.com/Cimarelli. And you'll get all the full episodes plus a Q&A with one of us every single Monday, including Lisa some Mondays, just saying. And there's a bunch of exclusive content from like past series we've done. The wacky Wednesdays that Lisa used to do are all on there. Oh my gosh. I feel like I say every week, oh, we need to post this in our story. Because we do.
Yeah.
I really... In our new promo plan, where we actually
in our promo era,
about we're in our promo era 2024. I'm telling you, we are in our promo era.
I believe we can get.
We're in our interaction era. Mm. We're back on interacting and connect. We're in our connection era.
Yes,
we're connecting again, which includes telling you guys about things that are on our platform that we never tell you about. That's part of it.
So true.
But 2024, Cimarelli, interaction, connection. That's our rebrand. Just saying. So anyway, join patreon.com/Cimarelli and you'll get all that and all the episodes, and there's like a bunch of cool stuff in there, and there's like exclusive patron only live stream. Guys, I got one brain cell left.
Should we
right now tell so you're gonna have to finish my sentences if I forget something.
Amen.
So let's jump into this. So we're gonna tell them about, I feel like people, I feel like at some point you always want to get into a new era, have a rebrand moment, a glow up from the inside out.
Yes.
Like, but this, it never works.
Well, hopefully sometimes it works.
I'm just saying, but it probably doesn't.
I think a lot of times, it doesn't work, but you're like, I want to change some things. So we are going to tell you the times in our lives when we went through our own rebrand and it actually worked.
Amen.
And what we did.
Yeah.
Before we go into our very own personal ones, I think we need to say like foundational things.
Yeah.
Okay, so a major realization about if you wanna enter a new era, you wanna have a glow up, you wanna rebrand, major key.
Major key.
This is for anything you wanna do, anything. You are gonna have a really hard time or an impossible time if you're in survival mode. So you need to first identify if you're in survival mode or not. I didn't really realize this till motherhood, but it would have helped me before motherhood. But being in survival mode, it's like when you, did you tell me that? Someone told me a really good, or maybe I saw on TikTok, a really good way to know if you're in survival mode or not, and I can't remember what it was. Dang it.
I don't think that was me.
being in survival mode means, how do you describe what that is? It means you.
I feel like it's all you can really, all you have the bandwidth for are things related to your basic survival.
Eating,
like food, sleep, maybe showering.
It's like you're going through a difficult scenario in your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you are so like challenged by that scenario. All you have left is energy left. All of the energy you have left needs to go to survival.
Now, I think a lot of people are in it right now, actually, though. Like, post-COVID world, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people, like, they don't have a big tragedy happening in their life, and so they don't realize, maybe, that they're in survival mode. I think that's a problem. Like, you may be really stressed and, like, have all these things going on, and you don't realize, like, you're just surviving every day. So, the reason I'm saying this is, when you're in that mode, like, your brain is just, like, survival, survival, survival. So doing something extra, if you're not like getting past those like basic needs and like into the next foundational things, is gonna be really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in survival mode and it's not really a situational thing, like
having a new baby, or maybe like it's you're in a really rough financial time and you're like working your butt off like hours and hours a week.
Like you kind of need to wait for that to pass, but you can also do things in the meantime. But then sometimes it's not really a situational thing and there actually is a lot of things you can do to get yourself out of it. Mm-hmm. But either way, there are things you can do to help you like thrive in survival mode. So what would you say those are? I would say you need to identify what things do you really need to take care of. I think here's what happens. We take on too much when we're in survival mode. Mm-hmm. And then like we're like, oh, I should, you have too high expectations. Like mm-hmm. I should be doing all of these things, giant list of things. And then you're like failing at all of them basically because you're so exhausted and you're like, oh, what's wrong with me? And then you're just like beating yourself up. In reality, you need to like take a second and be like, no, hold on. I'm in survival mode. Let me just make a list of like the bare minimum things and let's start there and see how I can like really like care for myself basically. How yeah. can I really prioritize sleep? How can I really prioritize health in whatever way? How can I really prioritize like getting outside and going on a walk or whatever the heck it is for you? Journaling daily. Figure out what those things are. You know, connection with your friends, your family, whatever. I think you need to like let yourself let go of some other things if possible for and know it's like a temporary thing and then focus in on the things you've been kind of like neglecting to take care of yourself because you think that you just should be fine, would you say? It's kind of like yes. a hard thing to yeah. articulate, but I've definitely done this, but it's hard to articulate now that I'm trying. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
that
makes sense. No, it's like you have to pare down on your expectations and yeah. do like what's most important. Like prioritizing sleep is I think a really big thing no yeah. matter what you're in. Like
yeah
these like just like your expectations zero away and you only have like a few main things you're trying to like focus on yeah. that are like actually doable.
Yeah, and I think it's also tempting when you're in survival mode to compare yourself to a past version of you that mm-hmm. maybe didn't have as much on your plate. Mm. And you're like, ugh, I used to spend 30 minutes or an hour a day in prayer. Now I barely have 5 minutes to pray. Or I used to do this really rigorous exercise routine and now I like never work out. It's like that I think is one of the hardest parts of it is you mm-hmm. feel so much guilt. But it's really good to have a reality check with yourself and be like, okay, like I even read this whole thing about making a time budget, which is really interesting, where you sit down and you write down everything you have that week, like in a week, a typical week. Obviously, every week is different, but general week. And then you can literally see like how many hours do you actually have? And then doing with those hours what you can versus like making this, I think a lot of us have this ideal schedule in our mind, but it's like, does that actually apply to reality of like how many hours you actually had if you really sit down and look at your week?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I just think that I've literally been doing this since I was like 7. I'd be like 8:15. This. How long will this take? I've been like calculating how yeah. long each thing will take and writing it down in too much detail.
That, but I think I was very unrealistic about
how long like, each thing.
Like, anyone who's chronically late, you got me. I got you. It's like you're like, oh, I can do 100 things in 1 hour. Probably not.
Time to get real.
And also it was actually this lady, her name is Crystal Payne and her Instagram's like the Money Saving Mom. She wrote this book I was reading, is interesting, but she was saying you should always have like 2 hours of margin time in your daily schedule because like just you need to leave time for things to go wrong. So then once you put the margin time in, then what do you have left over to realistically exercise, pray, you know, journal, do like mental health things, like see what you actually have.
So that's a big reason why your past rebrand or whatever you want to say may have failed.
It needs to be realistic and sustainable. Those are like the cornerstones.
So that's the first thing I would say. Figure out if you're in survival mode and don't try to take in something new yet. Try to get make your rebrand.
Your new era.
Yeah, make it that you're going to rebrand as a person who is, you know, like thriving in their current state.
You know, this is like what my therapist is like, where she's like, okay, we're not going to dive into like your deepest traumas right now if you can't even like deal with your normal life.
Ooh.
Like if you're having so much anxiety just in your normal week, like that's not the time to like, okay, let's dive into your deepest trauma.
Yeah.
Let's get you like stable in your normal time, and then we can go into that. It's like, I think the same kind of concept here of like, you can't do all these huge changes if you're not even at like a baseline.
Yeah.
So if you want to try to make it like fun, I feel like you need to, like, you know, sometimes it's like, I don't want to abandon all those goals I had. This is going to be boring. Well, saying you kind of have to. So you can make the new goal. Start with something first. And this is like your first one for like trying to get out of survival mode, basically. And then you can go on to your other one. So I would say start there. And that's kind of what my rebrand is about, actually. It's like getting out of survival mode, actually. So mine will be really good for that. So let's talk about some of the biggest... I feel like rebrand is so funny.
New era, rebrand.
Yeah, the biggest glow ups.
Well, why don't you start? Because you sound like it was leading into the.
Okay, mine. Okay. My last brain cell is trying so hard right now. Okay, my rebrand is I rebranded from a person, a woman who guys, it's so hard to find words right now,
like, who couldn't make up his mind.
That's from
Freaky Friday.
From a woman who was in survival mode, not thriving, didn't take care of herself, ignored her emotions, blah blah blah, to taking care of myself and actually, I would say, doing really well. And like, I learned how to take care of myself, basically. Doesn't really sound very exciting. I wish I was thinking of an exciting way to say that. But yeah, a person who's just in their flop era to a person who's thriving. So I figured out what the like fundamental things that I needed to thrive were. I've like figured out over the last like year or two, and I have a list. It's like three things. So basically, over the last few years of trying to get out of death survival mode, basically, I've discovered that I think that's three main things I do. And I'm also trying to go into another new rebrand because my prayer life, really, I think that needs a major
glow up.
Yeah. That's my next goal. That's my next one. So
amen.
There's, I think, three things. So I've been journaling and like keeping track of things to see like how things affect me, and I've discovered that these things drastically affect my life. So number one is pretty much ingrained in me, like can't really change it, so that's great, which is my impeccable sleep hygiene and following my like night routine stuff, which is really simple. It's not that hard. It's not that crazy. It's pretty easy. But I guess for some people, it's not that easy.
It is not.
And I don't quite understand why, so I don't know if I can give the best advice on that.
I think a lot of people have insomnia due to anxiety. I think that's a big...
Yeah, that's me. Me.
Okay.
I do. Oh. So you're saying... Wait, so I'm confused with what you're saying.
Sleep hygiene is the stuff you do to try to set up...
Oh.
Set things up. Yeah, well,
you're saying
yourself.
You don't know why it doesn't work if other people are in the same circumstance because it works for you.
Yeah, why they don't want to do it. Or why they can't do it.
And you have
illness. That's what I'm not quite understanding.
It's just something that comes naturally to her to do.
Okay.
Yeah. The other thing's not as much. So I have more tips for this. Okay. But this one comes more natural is what I'm saying. Not like, oh, I'm so disciplined. It just comes more natural. Probably because I'm just more tired tonight. I don't know. So it's not that difficult. It's pretty simple. It's like I take magnesium at night, every single night. I always dim the lights at like 6 or 7. I dim all the lights around. And... I get in bed. It's not the, I just do those couple things.
That's
I get
not that
in bed. But if
that.
I'm not like, dim the lights, take my magnesium. Well, journaling. Journaling is that is actually one of the main things though. But yeah, journaling, major key for sleep also. Well, anxiety, insomnia, journaling is the only thing that will help it for me. Nothing else will help it. There's not one thing I can do that will help it besides journaling. That's the only thing.
Yeah, because I say for me that I am a pretty good sleeper overall, but I know like, the big thing is when my mind is like, like it's literally repeating the same thought over and over and over. It's like, I gotta do a thing tomorrow. I gotta do a thing tomorrow. I gotta do it. It's like, it's just like a broken record.
Yeah,
and it won't stop.
It's gotta be written down.
I do think journaling is good for that.
Oh, wait, I forgot something. Your phone, does your phone go to like night mode, whatever, where it's like yellow?
Yeah.
Mine goes at 5 p.m.
Oh,
it goes
yellow.
It goes yellow at 5, and I dim it, and then I also, so then, in my bed, I guess I have one more thing. In my bed, I dim it like all the way down. And I do accessibility, display, and text size. Reduce white point, I make it even darker. So it's as dark as it possibly gets. It is the darkest thing. And I never watch things in bed. I will only listen. Because if I'm bored and I don't want to knock on my phone, I put on something that I can listen to.
And I just listen to it. Lay there and listen?
Yes. That's what I do.
Okay.
I'm telling you, that's a game changer. If you're sitting there,
I mean, that all doing all those things.
When you look at it and you get the light, it's really it's a lot harder to fall asleep. But if you're like, but I don't want to just put my phone down, I'm not that strong. Yeah, me. Listen to a video. I turn on a video that's good, like I can listen to it, or like a podcast, whatever, and I just listen. So that it's pretty simple. But I don't know what is everyone else doing at night that they're not getting in?
Watching television.
Watching things
until your eyes close.
Yeah.
That's not what I would recommend.
Yeah, I will say, like, I was in a very bad habit of watching these very, like, stimulating, like, one of them was, like, this news documentary thing that was really intense right before I went to bed a few months ago, and it was, like, I was having a horrible time sleeping, and I was, like, I need to stop doing this. I don't know why. It's, like, why would I watch the most stimulating, over-the-top thing right before bed? It's, like, you gotta, like, wind down.
Okay, my next thing is journaling. I think journaling is one of the best ways to like change your life.
I agree.
In
if
every
you do
category,
one thing,
it's
this.
Journal. Mm-hmm. It changes your sleep. It changes your mood, your mental health, your anxiety, your depression, your immune system. Look up studies on journaling. Look it up. Just go look.
I've actually read two books on journaling
and
the effects on your health. And there are like a lot of studies that have documented the benefits, not just on your mental health, but on your physical health. People getting sick less.
And Lisa did her own little study with her Aura ring. She has that like measures her sleep quality. And she said when she doesn't do a full journaling like processing of her day, she gets bad quality sleep. And when she does it, she gets good quality sleep.
So interesting.
She actually has that to look at. And I was just guessing for myself, yes, that happens to me too. So it drastically affects everything. If you want to have a glow up and you want to change anything, you want to rebrand anyway, I think journaling should be added to any goal you want journaling. So basically all you do is you shoot for 20 minutes is like the ideal time, but if you can't get 20 minutes, just do 10. And if you can, do 10 minutes twice a day. But if you can't, do 10. And if you can't do 10, do 5. And if you can't do 5, do 2. If you can't do 2, do 1. Just do something, okay? I swear, do something. Something is absolutely better than nothing. I've done 2 minutes before.
I think you should explain what you journal
about. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what I do. Oh, okay. So I go through my day and I just say, what made me feel any emotion today at all? And then there's like always like a million things. I'm like, oh, this random thing happened and I felt mad for 1 second, and then I brushed it off and ignored it. Write it down. That's it. And then you write you figure out like why everything is triggering you all the time and like what it made you feel. And then you realize you're triggered all day basically. And it just helps you because you have all these like things that like triggered you, and they're just like sitting there, and then you're trying to sleep with them, and it just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you, journaling. Now I've realized it's a absolute must for the rest of my life, because it majorly affects the quality of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So journaling, because I started this experiment of journaling in June, and I've been on the wagon, off the wagon, but I'm always coming back on the wagon, basically. And then the last thing is my morning walks, which right now, these are the hardest when you're a mom, because when your kids
are
forcing you not to sleep, then it's a lot harder. So,
well, and just the age that our kids are, it's like you got to like change 2 diapers, get 2 outfits, 2 sets of shoes, 2 sets of socks. Get them in the stroller, make sure they had food and water. It's like, it's such a process just to get out the door.
Yeah, going.
It's like a huge, it takes me like, I don't know about you, it takes me like 30 to 45 minutes to get everything done. Feeding, clothes, water, making sure everyone's good to go before we go.
I prep a lot of it the night before.
Mm. I do that sometimes, so but not normally.
But yeah, going on a walk physically, and then also going on a walk physically with them also going on a walk before
mentally
before they wake up. Going on a walk first thing in the morning with a bright light, it's called like I forgot what it's called, it's like this light that's like daylight basically. I put that on the treadmill and I have this like bright daylight, and I go on like a 15 minute walk, which I haven't done the last 2 weeks because of sleep deprivation. But when I do that, it changes my whole morning.
You should put like a nature video on your iPad, like on treadmills, where it's like, I'm walking.
I put that in my on TV. I put like this relaxing video. I'll say that later for our troubleshooting thing, which I have a really good thing to say for like what to do if you're like trying to make, you're trying to do a goal and you're like not doing it. You're like, why am I not doing it?
Yeah.
But anyway, yes. So when I walk first thing in the morning, it wakes me up. Like people say, like a cup of coffee does.
Yes.
I just realized it changes my focus and concentration and energy levels for the whole morning. For like the first like few hours that I would normally not be very alert, it makes me like really alert and really focused, and I get so much more done. I'm in a better mood. It's just amazing. So those three things, like staying on your sleep hygiene, journaling, and walk and light first thing in the morning. And it's just a 15-minute walk. It's nothing crazy. None of these things are that crazy, because they can't be that crazy because I have two toddlers, so it can't be that crazy. But I'm telling you, drastically affects my quality of life. My quality of life is just in the toilet if I'm not doing any of those. It's in the toilet. So if you're not doing any of those, think of where your quality of life could be.
You just start with one, and then you slowly add the others.
You add them. Yeah, which we're going to talk about what to do when you're trying to do something and it's just not happening, which my morning walk at first was not happening. And I'll tell you all the ways to fix that. But first, let's go into the rest of your glow ups, your rebrands.
You? Because I want to hear yours.
Okay. Let's think. Well, this earlier this year, maybe, I don't remember what prompted this, but I decided that I needed to rebrand into a human, because I had my brand to myself was robot, and that just wasn't working for me.
What does that mean?
It means like I was expecting myself to not have feelings, say yes to everything, do everything, be everything, like run,
not make mistakes.
Like I wasn't a human.
Mm-hmm.
And like a robot can be fine doing that because, you know, they die and you just plug them back in and then recharge. So you know what I mean? And it's like they don't need to take breaks for things. They don't get overwhelmed. They don't have anything going on. So then I was realizing that I needed to change how I saw myself.
You realized that?
You told me probably. I don't remember. That's what I'm saying. I feel like I'm having trouble remembering earlier this year.
Okay, I remember it because I told you that you need to rebrand as being a real person because I did the same rebrand.
Was this because...
I definitely did that rebrand too.
Where it's like... Then, I don't know, that wording just like made more sense to me and us in our like Gen Z girl vibes, you know?
No, I'm not Gen
but
Z.
Really, it's just like... realizing, because obviously you weren't going around all day like, I am a robot, I should be one, but it's realizing
it's how you feel.
You have this identity and realizing that that's how you show up for other people too. And it's like, I think that's a big reason why we don't change things, is because we're like, oh, but people expect me to be this way. So if I change that and I'm not that way, that's weird. And that's why I like to think of it as a rebrand, because you're like, oh, I'm changing my brand to others. I'm changing, and people are going to notice that it's different.
Yes.
I never think about that. But probably most people do, I'm guessing.
And I was realizing, right? Like, okay, I can't be like this perfect... human or whatever that I want to be kind of thing, because perfect and human are not like a thing, you know?
So true.
Yeah.
Is that an oxymoron or is that a different thing? Anyway, or is that just two diametrically opposed statements? Who could know? Anywho, so I was like, oh, I need to be a person. And then also, I need to be the person that I am, not just a person, but
so
the person that I have found myself to be, for good or for bad. So it's like, okay, people don't always do perfect things. People don't always get everything right. People, you know...
can be upset with someone.
Yes, people can be upset. People can be mad at people, and
fine. How did this happen? You were just thinking, when you're saying all this stuff, was this you journaling? Was this you thinking?
Journaling, thinking, a lot of different
things. Were you like laying in your bed? Like, paint the picture. When were you thinking about
this? Going to the pool, laying in the chair, thinking
about
my life.
In your daily life.
Yes.
Like, as she's making decisions and thinking about what she's doing, like, okay, how am I going to do this as robot Amy or rebranded Amy?
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
It's like top of mind. You like keep remembering it through the day.
Yeah, okay. And I really had to take a moment to recollect myself and be like, okay, who is this person that I'm trying to be? Like, I am a square in a lot of ways, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like to go to bed early. You know, I don't do a lot of things that, you know, normal or most people do, which is fine. It had to do with figuring out the person that I am and accepting the person that I am and saying it's okay. There's no laws against being who I am. Like, I was operating my life as if there were laws against being the person that I am. Like, oh, I'm not allowed to be upset. I'm not allowed to be stressed. I'm not allowed to have to stay home. I'm not allowed to be a square. I'm not allowed to be tired early. I'm
so you're not like, allowed to do all these things. This is the rebrand. I am.
Yes, the rebrand is I'm allowed to do these things. I'm allowed to be a human and take space to heal, take space to regroup. Do these things, like put myself out there, like that's what I'm allowed to do. So that was more the rebrand that I went through. Yeah.
I have a question that I think I feel like maybe people might be wondering this if they're relating to you in the robot vibe. What did you do when you felt like you disappointed people? Like, did you feel like you disappointed people? And how did you deal with
it? In the rebrand, you're saying?
In the rebrand?
Like, as you were transitioning into this new person that, like, says no, has boundaries, like...
How'd you deal with that?
Yeah, was that a hard transition?
Yes, for sure. But then I think I'm realizing, and this is still an ongoing rebrand because I have anxiety about it pretty frequently, but the thing that you just have to realize is, like, you're going to let people down, you're going to feel bad about it, but you're scared of feeling bad, but all it is feeling bad. And you just cry about it and move on.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally all of feeling bad is you just cry about it and you move on. Like, it sounds strange,
Like, the more you do something, the less hard it is.
Yes.
Like, the more you get used to, like, letting people down. Like, it's never going to feel good to let people down, but it's, like, it can be, like, disturbing, emotionally ruining experience, or just like, oh, that feels bad.
Yes.
And the more that you do it, I think it, like, declines.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, that's just it. You know, people do things, people take chances, people have boundaries. And that's what I decided to be this year.
Love it.
Love it. So all right. Who else wants to tell us your rebrand?
You? Mine's kind of the same as Amy's, so.
Oh. So then you can say your tips when we get to the tips section, then that'll be probably a lot of yours.
Well, it was the same thing as me because I told you to do it because I did it. So it's basically everything she said.
We're gonna go to a whole tips section right after this, right after Kath, and then we'll get everyone's tips.
Yeah. My rebrand, we've all done a lot. Mm-hmm. It just really makes me think about this conversation I've had with a lot of friends, which is like, why is it I know the thing that I should do, but I can't do it, you know?
Yes.
That is the question, which I think we'll probably get to more in the tips, but...
We'll definitely get into that exact question.
Yeah, exactly. For my rebrand, it was one of them things that...
That will pass.
that I always was inside like, why joke. Can I not get this under control? And I do want to do a disclaimer that it's not like a before and after of like, now I'm this perfectly clean person that never has a messy house. That's not the reality. The reality is that... I have an easier time keeping my house clean now, and I have an easier time cleaning, which I had a huge mental block to before.
For years and years, right?
So to give you a background, I was the type of person that when I got married, like, I would kind of just like leave dishes or just kind of not really want to do them and then just let it pile up and then spend like hours on the weekend deep cleaning my entire house. Like, literally 5 to 6 hours in a row. Just like, and I enjoyed it. I actually love cleaning. But it was like, I couldn't get myself... Without children, like, I didn't have like a physical block of like, oh, I have to take care of the kids. It was just like a mental thing of like, I can't get myself to just hang the shirt back up or put the dish in the dishwasher. Like, it was just like these simple things, and I couldn't get myself to do it, and it would just build up until it got really stressful. And I could not figure it out for literally years, which I think is not a big deal because I think a lot of people can relate to that. And I found a routine, but I actually don't think... I think it was actually something else I discovered at the same time as the routine. That was what...
Whoa.
I watched a TED Talk that I think I've mentioned this before to you guys. Hopefully you guys have watched it. It's so good. It's called, like, How to Do Laundry When You're Depressed.
Oh, yeah. I think I watched it twice.
It's so good. It's this author, speaker, advocate lady. Her name's Casey Davis. I also got her book from the library and read it, and which is called, like, How to Keep House When Drowning. And she talks about, like... how to do housework, but not in the traditional way that you've been taught. And to me, the whole thing was like a mindset shift of
taking
the shame and guilt out of cleaning. And I think
cut the shame.
Yeah, I think that was why I avoided it so much before, because I felt if I don't keep my house clean, I think I was really getting into my identity as a wife. You know, I first got married or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm a bad wife who is not cleaning, or like, or I'm a bad roommate or person or friend or whatever, like whoever I lived with. It was like the guilt and the shame.
But I thought guilting and shaming yourself made you so productive. That's what everyone thinks. No. Everyone's like, no, I have to be hard on myself because it works. Oh, did it work?
No. And the fundamental
doesn't
thing,
work.
Yeah, the fundamental thing that I reframed was having a clean house does not make you a good person. Having a messy house does not make you a bad person. This is all just me paraphrasing Casey Davis.
Yes!
She's the mastermind.
But isn't that so interesting that you were literally, I don't know, I think that's a big thing for people, that they're like, I have to stay on myself or I'm not going to like do stuff. So like you reframed it to a way that people would be like, no, but if I let myself off that easy, then I'm just going to do nothing. Then absolutely nothing is ever going to get done. But it's the opposite.
She literally has you go like basically from bullying yourself to a place of self-love.
What a concept.
Where it's like, I want to clean because I want my house to just function for me. And I want to have dishes so I can make food. I want to have clothes so that I have clothes to wear. I'm not stressed about an outfit. Like, it's like those simple things. So I did find the Fly Lady cleaning routine, which I'm going to make a whole video about that for my personal channel. That was the method. And that was my obsession for most this year. And I still am doing it. But that was more of like a very practical, like, every morning you put in a load of laundry and then at night you fold it. Every night you run your dishwasher.
But you probably wouldn't be able to follow that if you didn't find the other thing.
I think that the other lady's book and video set me up to be like, I want to clean and I'm not going to make it this like moral thing. Mm. I want to clean just to function well.
Yeah.
And because I need to for my family. Like, it just feels good.
And I think the thing that people don't think is like, humans live in homes and they're not going to be perfect.
No, never.
It's like a human lives here,
it's
not a robot.
It's constantly a cycle. Yeah. You're always using dishes.
You're busy. You're like doing things. Like, you can't always be hyper productive and hyper.
Totally. Whatever. It's just not two extremes now. It's more in the middle.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's just so interesting that you say that and then it makes you more productive.
Right.
Yeah.
This is what I say all the time. My motto this whole year has been, done is better than perfect. And it's just a mind trick. Like, Just do it, and it doesn't have to be this perfect thing. Just do the bare minimum, or even just doing it all is way better than putting it off. Like, that has been my reframe, and it actually has made me way more productive. So,
thanks for listening to the Cimarelli Podcast. To hear the rest of this episode, join our Patreon at patreon.com/Cimarelli, where we post every episode in full. You can also watch all of our past seasons and Patreon-only episodes when you become a patron.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli Podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Facebook and Instagram.